Lecture. You will hear a lecture about a topic. You will listen to it twice. Choose the best alternative for each question. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions and the alternatives.
Good morning, everyone. People think trees are quiet and alone, just standing in the forest without any way to connect with each other. But scientists have discovered something amazing. Trees can actually communicate. They do this through a hidden underground network that connects their roots. This network is often called the Wood Wide Web. The Wood Wide Web is made of tiny fungi called mycorrhizal fungi. These fungi live in the soil and connect with the roots of many trees. The fungi help trees by giving them water and important minerals from the soil. In return, the trees provide the fungi with sugar made from sunlight in a process called photosynthesis. This relationship benefits both the trees and the fungi, and it creates a natural connection between different trees. But this underground network does much more than share food and water. Trees use it to send signals to each other. For example, if one tree is attacked by insects, it can send a warning message to the nearby trees through the fungal network. When the other trees receive this message, they start producing chemicals that taste bad or are poisonous to the insects. This helps protect the whole forest from damage. Trees also help each other by sharing nutrients. Older, bigger trees, called mother trees, can send food to younger or weaker trees through the fungal connections. This support helps young trees grow stronger and survive better in the forest. In a way, mother trees care for the forest like parents take care of their children. Scientists have studied these amazing tree communications by using special tools such as cameras, sensors, and computer models. They watch how trees and fungi interact and how the forest changes over time. Their research shows that forests are not just a collection of individual trees, but a connected community where trees work together to survive and grow. This discovery has changed the way people think about forests. For many years, people believed trees only competed with each other for sunlight, water, and space. Now, scientists know that trees also cooperate and support one another. This teamwork helps forests stay healthy and strong. This communication system is very important because it helps trees respond to dangers like insect attacks, diseases, or environmental changes. It also helps the forest recover after storms or fires. When trees share warnings and food, they increase the chances that many trees will survive difficult conditions. In addition, the Wood Wide Web helps maintain biodiversity, the variety of different plants and animals in a forest. Because trees support each other and share resources, more species can live in the forest. This creates a healthy and balanced environment. So, the next time you visit a forest, remember that trees are not silent or lonely. Under the ground, They are busy communicating, sharing food, and helping each other through a natural network. This secret communication shows how nature connects all living things in surprising and beautiful ways. Trees may look still and quiet, but they are active and social organisms. Their ability to communicate teaches us the importance of connection and cooperation, not only in nature, but also in our own lives. Good morning, everyone. People think trees are quiet and alone, just standing in the forest without any way to connect with each other. But scientists have discovered something amazing. Trees can actually communicate. They do this through a hidden underground network that connects their roots. This network is often called the Wood Wide Web. The Wood Wide Web is made of tiny fungi called mycorrhizal fungi. These fungi live in the soil and connect with the roots of many trees. The fungi help trees by giving them water and important minerals from the soil. In return, the trees provide the fungi with sugar made from sunlight in a process called photosynthesis. This relationship benefits both the trees and the fungi, and it creates a natural connection between different trees. But this underground network does much more than share food and water. Trees use it to send signals to each other. For example, if one tree is attacked by insects, it can send a warning message to the nearby trees through the fungal network. When the other trees receive this message, they start producing chemicals that taste bad or are poisonous to the insects. This helps protect the whole forest from damage. Trees also help each other by sharing nutrients. Older, bigger trees, called mother trees, can send food to younger or weaker trees through the fungal connections. This support helps young trees grow stronger and survive better in the forest. In a way, mother trees care for the forest like parents take care of their children. Scientists have studied these amazing tree communications by using special tools such as cameras, sensors, and computer models. They watch how trees and fungi interact and how the forest changes over time. Their research shows that forests are not just a collection of individual trees, but a connected community where trees work together to survive and grow. This discovery has changed the way people think about forests. For many years, people believed trees only competed with each other for sunlight, water, and space. Now, scientists know that trees also cooperate and support one another. This teamwork helps forests stay healthy and strong. This communication system is very important because it helps trees respond to dangers like insect attacks, diseases, or environmental changes. It also helps the forest recover after storms or fires. When trees share warnings and food, they increase the chances that many trees will survive difficult conditions. In addition, the Wood Wide Web helps maintain biodiversity, the variety of different plants and animals in a forest. Because trees support each other and share resources, more species can live in the forest. This creates a healthy and balanced environment. So, the next time you visit a forest, remember that trees are not silent or lonely. Under the ground, they are busy communicating, sharing food, and helping each other through a natural network. This secret communication shows how nature connects all living things in surprising and beautiful ways. Trees may look still and quiet, but they are active and social organisms. Their ability to communicate teaches us the importance of connection and cooperation, not only in nature, but also in our own lives.
This is the end of the lectures.